Morning, everyone. While we're waiting for Louis, Simon and Sharon to turn up, and I won't do the song, Doug Hopkins, I'm one of the co-founders of Nimbus Medical. We've developed a platform for a vulnerable population and the whole of their digital health and social care requirements. The project that working with Northwest Coast, Sebra Medical Practice up in Cumbria, Dr. William Lum, the CCG, was all around most of their patients are rural. There's no care homes, etc. So it's how we could possibly manage remote consultations with their frail and older people. So the actual project was for 20 to look at 20 patients and assess that. No clinical needs, no vital signs. This was purely a video consultations and the social aspect of trying to bring family aged UK in. And they go the right way. So the system is MyLinks. So like I said, it's a platform. On the left-hand side, depending on how you're looking at it and I'm looking at it, is the patients. They use their TV. We plug MyLinks in through their TV, a big ABC keyboard, which I'll be able to show you up on the left-hand side later on, and uses broadband, which we could provide, or the patient might have the broadband through their TV package they might have. On the right-hand side, is a capability that anybody that has internet access and a webcam can connect to that person. So that could be the GP, the nurse, it could be friends and family, Age UK, etc. But for this instance, we were looking at the GPs, connecting the GPs, the three GPs out of the medical practice, and also family and carers. So the rest of them, the housing associations, we could potentially bring in later on. Indeed, we are doing it in a different project. So quickly, MyLinks provides a walled garden of applications. A health application which provides vital sign recordings depending on what conditions that the patient has, video consultations, health questionnaires, and video rehab. Then on the side to that, they've got the communications, which is the video conferencing, video consultations, where friends and family, anybody that's connected to that patient can use. They've got a messaging system, and they've got an integrated calendar. So again, anybody that's providing the service can put that information on. They can set an alert and a reminder for that patient to take on. The patient has to just move their source button over, and MyLinks is effectively a different channel on the TV. The cognitive care, but to the patient, is entertainment. We give them, again, content that we control. So they get music, comedy, they get audiobooks, quizzes, and a photo album too. Progress to date, it's been slow, as putting it mildly, but we've got a hell of a lot that we've agreed throughout this process. A lot of the documentation and processes we've gone through. IG, we've sorted that out, which took several months, but we've got through that pain barrier. We've got 6 patients in out of 20, and we train the patients, and we train the GPs on the system too. We've got the 3 GPs that are on, and also the practice admin is connected too. And that is a flag that they've got on EMIS. So if this patient called in for an appointment, they will make a video consultation for that patient rather than a face-to-face. We've got 1 care navigator on. The other progress is connectivity. Up in Cumbria, even the broadband is not great. And again, that's part of the whole project to assess the connectivity for these sort of services. So far, we've had 1 GP video consultation, which wasn't fantastic. The issue we've got is the way the video call is networked out of the NHS. It bounces through so many different sites, and we're working with the CCG to try and address how we can drive that through and make it a bit more effective with quality of service. I've trained and I do social calls with all the patients. So I regularly have video calls with the patients. I send them photos and emails. We've got 27 people connected to those 6 people and 4 photos that are on the system. This guy got his permission from him. This is Eric, bless him. He's our eldest patient. He's 92. He loves standing up doing the videos rather than sitting down. So when we're having a video call, he gets up and meets it there. He loves choirs, but he doesn't use the DVD or whatever. He can use our YouTube version, and I've shown him how to do it, so he can search and he can look at all choirs. So he regularly looks at different choirs and music's on there. And he's family in New Zealand that he now video calls. And by the way, he's happy to take a video call if anybody wants to meet Eric later on. He's around today. The key challenges, I think Dave touched on, and so I'm interested on the one about you guys doing it, because I think that's the only way forward, really. These guys are time poor. We need to be able to release them to be able to get on to do their day-to-day work, but have this transition period. We can't. They just haven't got the time to be able to take in these services and move forward. Pilots are the same as a large contract. You know, it's really not a pilot. The terms and conditions, the IG, everything is as now down as a £50 million contract. It's just so hard to move a pilot forward. Dog years, human years, I think it's the same for an SME. You know, the burn rate that we have as an SME while the NHS wait for the next meeting and that, which is not their fault, it's, they've got a lot on, it just burns it up for the businesses, and it's really frustrating. Selling technology to the vulnerable. It's, and again, Dave touched on it about the GPs doing this. It's really hard to try and, these vulnerable people, that this technology could help them. So the care navigator has been the key person in this. Linda Robson has been fantastic. I gave her videos and slide where she went out to visit the patients, the same ones that the doctors called from the homes. They all said yes, but they didn't with the GP calling them to take it. So there's lessons, but there's a cost on that side of things. Patient assessment challenge too is which patients, again, Dave touched on it, which patients are the right ones? Will they use the technology? How will they use it? When we put the thing in, we train them for about hour and a half, 2 hours there, sitting with them, and then we do virtual training after that. So we do most of the work to leave the NHS to use it. Time, patience and funds. Again, quite quickly, we can run out of funds on a short-term project and how we go there. So I think the whole community needs to work a bit closer together to how we can help the businesses, help the NHS and local authorities move forward. And the key challenge is this quality of service, having video calls going through the network and having networks that will clearly define areas to let video calls go through that don't impact on other data that's flying through. Usability, we've got 100% usability on the system from the patient side of view. As you've just seen, we've got a 92-year-old that regularly video calls me when I'm online and I call him and he calls his family. That care navigator for us is vital, and we've seen that in other projects. Up in the northeast, that local person rather than the clinically skilled person is the vital link for us. The practice are on board, they've been great, but I think we need this hit team that Dave sort of talking about earlier that will come in and take that release. It's almost like putting another three football players onto a team to help them get back in the match. They need that freedom to be able to change and then move it forward. So our next steps is really, we're looking at that project up there with William and looking at the local other practices to try and bring some of their patients on board, and maybe Cumbrian Care Home that we can put one in and bring more patients on. Gathering that data, we're looking at historically the last 12 months of that patient, doing customer surveys and condition surveys as we go. We're already doing community and secondary care in another part of the country. So this is primary, so this is helping us understand how that interacts with the GP practice. And we really, as Dave touched on, we're focused on the whole need, not a service need. MyLinks is fantastic when you start bringing all the jigsaw puzzle pieces for that patient. So whether it's Worried Well, whether it's Age UK, whether it's Stroke Association, family, the GP, the doctor, secondary care, they can all connect to the individuals. So we're condition agnostic. We take all the vital signs, but it's dependent on their condition. And we're organisation agnostic, so we can work across primary, secondary, community and mental health. This isn't data that's come out of Cumbria yet, but it's just an idea that I just wanted to show you from another trust. Again, we do the assessment of all the contacts that these patients have had for the year prior. And Dave's point about taking three others, a similar illness, I'll take that on board, Dave. So thanks, I've learned something today. But as you can see, it's the number of contacts they've had and how many currently they've had. It's only a few, but it gives you a view of potentially MyLinks has helped reduce quite a lot of these contacts. So if you'd like to clap, I've finished. So there you go.